This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, the big talking point overnight was what was happening in the world of crude. Remember, WTI's May contract actually fell into the negative territory for the first time. Yes, the dip was over 100% as far as WTI prices are concerned. And in fact, by the end of the day, they settled at a negative $37 per barrel mark for WTI. However, things have recovered overnight and it's WTI is now trading in the green territory. Now, it was a demand collapse as well as a storage scarcity fear that led to this kind of mayhem in the crude prices, as well as people were scared to take the physical delivery. And that's why they were dumping that particular contract. This actually caused a bit of panic on Wall Street as well, because Dow ended 600 points lower on account of this. Of course, the investors are also tracking the earnings as well as the stimulus package in US. But apart from that, the S&P ended almost 2% lower. Nasdaq outperformed a tad bit because that index was down about 1%. However, this morning, Dow futures have actually returned to the green. So we are seeing an uptick of around 150 points when it comes to the Dow futures. Asia as well this morning is carrying forward the color from the US markets. So Asia is down in trade. Japan market is down almost 1% in trade. SGX Nifty for now is suggesting that we'll start in the negative territory, closer to 9200 mark. However, the Asian markets are off the day's low. So we'll have to track this very closely throughout the day as well. Now, as far as the Indian market is concerned, of course, the investors continue to track what's happening with the COVID-19 spread. But apart from that, the partial relaxation of lockdown that happened from yesterday is something that we need to track as well. As well as the focus has now shifted to earnings. And of course, we have Infosys that will react to numbers, as well as ACC will come out with its numbers today. Now, remember, today's action comes after a volatile session yesterday wherein Nifty closed marginally in the red below the 9300 mark, but Sensex ended 60 points higher. The Nifty Bank ended 160 points lower, so that was underperforming. But largely, most of the PSU banks were doing well in trade yesterday, as well as the IT stocks did well. The FIIs continue to sell. However, the selling has come off sharply. Now, remember, over the last couple of days, we had seen selling to the tune of 1,000, 2,000 crores. And now, yesterday, we saw a FII selling in cash equity market to the tune of just 266 crores. DIIs, however, continue to sell. They sold around 780 crores in the cash equity markets. As far as Nifty is concerned, the experts believe there is a bit of resistance around that 93, 9400 mark, while the support should set in at 9100. So those are the key levels to track. For the day, we'll keep an eye out on Infosys. It was a mixed set. It was a definite miss when it comes to Q4 revenue as well as margins. But the street is now penciling in a hope of recovery in the second half of FY21, and that might support prices. TCS has signed one strategic deal with Amway Partners, so that will be in focus as well. Crude sensitives will, of course, be in focus on account of the moves that we have seen there. ICICI Bank fell towards the last few minutes of trade on back of reports of $100 million exposure to a troubled oil trader. Let's see whether that stock continues to react today. And as I said, ACC will report the Q1 earnings today. The profit is expected to decline 22% and sales volume are also expected to dip 9%. So let's see what that company delivers as well. But for now, SGX Nifty is suggesting that we're going to start in the negative. Let's see how we move forward from there. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV 18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.